We live in a time where inhumane behavior is not uncommon. It is a sad reality that the oppressive treatment of one person over another, or one group over another, can be justified. It is an even sadder reality that we have become desensitized to this kind of behavior. It seems to not affect us when the victim is different from us, a different race, or a different ethnicity, or from a different country, or a different gender. We seem to be accepting of all kinds of atrocities when we perceive them to be different, because perhaps difference is akin to less than. How foolish we are to think that we are better than, or more deserving, or more entitled, or more powerful. The most dangerous part of seeing difference is a distorted sense of belonging. It can stretch the notion of difference so far that we can even align with the oppressor. Depending on our sense of belonging, we can condone the killing of 1,139 people, or we can condone the killing of 46,416 people. Or if we are different enough from both groups, we can even be indifferent because we believe that it does not affect us. It is rare, therefore, to care, to give a shit, to have compassion, to feel the pain of someone else, to want to end the infliction of pain, to heal. A healing process can only begin with an acknowledgement of pain, experienced as well as inflicted. To have a memorial rally 20 years after the death of Lai Almakonde is to want to heal not only the pain of his death, but also of Achiri John, Yaya Jabba, and many others. We recognize that only 20 years ago, this barbaric form of emetic torture was still practiced. And today, 20 years later, the wounds are still open. They are open in the form of racial capitalism. So, we begin by acknowledging the wrongs, by holding accountability, by creating artworks that remind us where we have faltered, and hopefully we realize that not only are we not so different from each other, but actually we are all connected.